Water is the single most important substance for life on this planet. Without water, no life would be possible. Water is so important, it is everywhere, wherever you look on this planet. It is in the atmosphere as humidity, clouds or rain, it is in the earth's crust within the rock and soil fabric, and it is in every living being, animal or plant. Humans are made up of over 70% water. Ancient cultures and civilizations had great respect for water and worshipped this life substance, which they often equated with life force and surrounded with myths and legends. These people knew the vital importance of water. Today, people in the developed world take water largely for granted and treat it as a low-cost commodity rather than the priceless elixir that it is. Apart from drinking purposes, it is used for the disposal and transport of wastes, washing, cooling, heating, and a multitude of industrial processes. The pollution of our planet, through the careless and greedy use of its mineral resources, has brought about the inevitable pollution of water. Inevitable because water is everywhere. I suppose our environmental dilemma boils down to attitude. The Native American chief Seattle once said, "The white man believes that the earth belongs to him. We believe that man belongs to the earth." I think this says it all. Conventional science regards water as the lifeless substance H2O, a chemical compound. But where is its magic, its subtle energetic powers that ancient man revered? Dr. Joan Davis from Switzerland writes in her book entitled "Is Water More Than H2O?" that water has been reduced from a mythical elixir to a molecular compound. Once science comprised the spiritual sciences of alchemy and metaphysics and sought a holistic understanding of nature. With the taking of the industrial path some 200 years ago, the spiritual inquiry was neglected by the mainstream scientific establishment in favor of a purely materialistic and rational understanding of natural and technological processes. One of the basic premises of science is reproducibility. Any phenomenon to be scientifically validated needs to be reproducible. As far as water is concerned, reproducibility may not always be possible because water reacts to extremely subtle influences. Snowflakes, for instance, all have their individual shapes. There are no such things as identical snowflakes. This singularity is a characteristic of nature and makes the testing of natural phenomena under natural circumstances very difficult. As a result, science has chosen a level of inquiry at which the test results appear reproducible. After all, what isn't reproducible is not scientific.
Are you saying that the scientific inquiry of today is superficial?
I believe science has lost depth and meaning when it became obsessed with a purely materialistic inquiry. Also, today, science is rarely carried out purely for the reason of expanding knowledge or helping mankind. It is very much commercially driven. Governmental funds for research is ever increasingly difficult to obtain. Much funding comes from industry. This has really changed research. Only those projects, largely short-term, are funded that produce quick results or are of commercial importance. This encourages people to stay on the straight and narrow path and deters them from questioning basic assumptions. 90% of all scientists that have ever lived are still alive today. And the majority of these are working for the military and big multinational companies. I have digressed. Back to water, Dolly.